The open enrollment period to review and join new Medicare prescription drug plans started on Monday and will run through the end of the year. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
The start of the open enrollment period means that Alaskans who have a prescription drug plan through Medicare can change to a different plan, and people who have not enrolled in a plan can now do so. Judith Bendersky is with the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services Medicare Information Office.
There's a 45-day period when people who are on Medicare can enroll into a plan or a different plan than they're in. They can drop out of a plan or they can they can switch. And that if they do not do that during that correct period of time, they can be locked out until the next open enrollment period. And that can be really bad because they may be paying more per month for a premium and more per medication that they use as a copayment for an entire 12 months.
About 65,000 Alaskans over the age of 65 currently receive their health care through the federal Medicare program, and about 40,000 people get their prescription drugs through a Medicare prescription drug plan. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services confirms that there are fewer plans available this year in the state of Alaska. Bendersky confirms that there are now 29 prescription drug plans in Alaska, which is down from the 41 plans previously available.
If people don't pay attention and read their mail or make a phone call, they actually may be dropped out of a plan and not have one starting January. So everybody really ought to check with the Medicare Information Office or with a certified Medicare counselor and have them double check that they're in a plan that will work beginning in January. So they will not be unpleasantly surprised when they go to the pharmacy.
Medicare recipients are encouraged to review their Part D annual notice of change letters that were mailed last month. Bendersky says in the past few years, her office has had to deal with several Alaskans who failed to take advantage of the open enrollment period.
Very unfortunately, the calls that we get in January and February and sometimes March, when people actually go to the pharmacy to fill their prescriptions, we get panicked calls from people who say, the drugstore won't give me my meds. And the reality is that their health insurance, their prescription drug insurance has changed, and they don't have the correct information and they can't tell the pharmacy the correct information.
One of the major reasons to take advantage of the ongoing open enrollment period is because Medicare recipients who do not sign up the first time they are eligible can, under certain circumstances, be charged a permanent late enrollment fee that will last the rest of their lives. Bendersky cautions Medicare users that the various prescription drug plans available in Alaska are different and cover different drugs at different costs.
The formulary is the really important thing, and a formulary is a list of the medications that are covered under a plan, and every plan's formulary is different. So if you need to take a specific type of insulin, you need to be in a drug plan that will cover that very specific medication that you need. So it's very important that when a person selects a prescription drug plan, they select it because their medications are covered and also the payment options are what they want, such as maybe paying a higher monthly premium but no annual deductible. So it really takes a look on Medicare.gov on the web to really do a good analysis of what plan a person should be on.
Those who want help selecting a plan or comparing the available prescription drug plans in Alaska can call the Alaska Medicare Information Office at 1-800-478-6065. Information is also available online at medicare.alaska.gov. A wealth of information can also be found on the official Medicare website at medicare.gov. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.